I'm talking about how, you know, how when I was a little kid, you know, the way he had a way of speaking that was almost like he was reading you a story. You know, there was an exaggerated kind of excitement. He had this incredible enthusiasm whenever he performed. And when I was a kid, it got me very excited about comedy to listen to the way he worked. And I mean, but that was just the beginning of what he meant to comedians for all these years. He's one of the Mount Rushmore guys in our profession.
You told me you spoke to him a couple days ago?
I did. I called him a few days ago, and we were actually joking about death, which, like, when I woke up this morning and I got this news, it really, really threw me. And we were kidding about how, you know, they kind of come in groups. It was like Bo Diddley and Tim Russert, and he was saying how I feel safe now for a little while. Because you know, there should be a lull before they come after the next person. So it was very bizarre to me that we talked about this just a couple days ago, and then it happens.
Jerry, no one is more expert at monologue than you. What made Carlin so exceptional?
Oh, God. Well, precision. He had tremendous precision in his word choices, and he was a brilliant writer, a brilliant performer. He was the total package of what a comedian's skills should be. He literally could train his eye on something very kind of mundane and regular. He could talk about couch pillow, or he could take on, you know, abortion or politics or religion. So there was no subject that his mind was not able to dissect and make fun.
How are we going to remember George Carlin, Jer?
I think comedians will remember him for the volume of quality material that he did. There's a lot of great comedians that, I don't know, maybe they wrote an hour or two. This guy did 14 HBO specials. 14! I've done two. And, you know, I mean, very few comedians do more than three or four. I mean, plus the books, and I mean, he was a very dedicated, energetic, incredibly fertile person. I don't think we'll ever see someone who in their lifetime creates as much comedy as this man did. He's absolutely one of the untouchable giants of stand-up comedy.